Above these apparent hieroglyphs was a figure of evidently pictorial intent, though its impressionistic execution forbade a very clear idea of its nature. It seemed to be a sort of monster, or symbol representing a monster, of a form which only a diseased fancy could conceive. If I say that my somewhat extravagant imagination yielded simultaneous pictures of an octopus, a dragon, and a human caricature, I shall not be unfaithful to the spirit of the thing. A pulpy, tentacled head surmounted a grotesque and scaly body with rudimentary wings. But it was the general outline of the whole which made it most shockingly frightful. Behind the figure was a vague suggestion of a cyclopean architectural background. So it turns out my memory that this carving had a picture of Cthulhu on it was not wrong. It's got the writing first, but then also a hint of these pictures of this strange, mysterious creature. And it is indeed Cthulhu. It's our common understanding of what he looks like. But I do wonder what a pulpy head is. I get the impression it's lumpy, doughy, perhaps, you know, lumps of dough. Not smooth, certainly not smooth, which is how it's often portrayed in the imagery we have. They give him tentacles hanging down below his face like a beard, because they're giving him the smooth octopus look. But I don't think that was the intent. It was supposed to be pulpy. He also refers to a scaly body. Most of the pictorial representations of Cthulhu I've seen do not have scales. And it also says about rudimentary wings, which means basic rather than developed. For years now, I've thought rather of his wings as vestigial, rather than just simply basic. So, again, that might be where the dragon thing comes from, because we often think of dragons having bat-like wings, which are about as simple as a wing as you can have, apart from straightforward insect wings, of course. Good grief. Should Cthulhu have insect wings? He certainly doesn't get drawn that way. I wonder if there'll be any more description that'll add some filling to this particular pie. It's also interesting that somehow this clay tablet is representing cyclopean architecture in the background. I've no idea how you would be expected to get an idea of scale from it. He doesn't mention that there's like a picture of a man indicating actual size, but for some reason it's cyclopean. Now, I had to look that up, because it's always meant big blocks to me, but I thought I'd have a look and see what it actually says. So cyclopean, the dictionary definition is large irregular blocks. So they're not crisply carven. They are irregular in some description. I find that kind of interesting. I'd always imagined large square-cut blocks forming, you know, the home of Rillière. But we shall see.